Everything okay, Rabbi? Good. Okay, we're learning some interesting halachas with regards to the very, very final part of Shemona Esa. And we'll be learning a little bit about the stepping back today. We'll be learning about the way one should step back. At the end of Shemona Esa. We'll be learning about the Chazor Sashat, how Chazor Sashat should start. I hope to also start about the way one should behave during Chazor Sashat. Let us see those halachas. Simon Kuf Chav Gimel, page 292, Siv Beis. Pemokim Shekalu Sholish Psiois. The place there where... So yesterday we spoke about doing the three steps back, saying the Yirotzoin, the Oise Sholem Bimroimov, and now it says as follows. Pemokim, the place, Shekalu Sholish Psiois, the place where you've completed the three steps, Yamod, you should stand there. Do not return to your place until the Shliach Tzibur starts Kedusha. At the very least, when the Shliach Tzibur starts, to daven mikol ram to do Chazor Sashat. So what we're learning now is that, I know that normally what do people do? You step back, and then what happens normally? You normally straight away go forward. The Shulchan Aruch here comes... Now, fuki that, to exclude that. He says, you step back the three steps after having said Oysa Shalom. I mean, you say Oysa Shalom. You stay put. You stay there. You don't go back immediately. Rather, what you will do is you're going to wait until the Shliach Tzibur says Kedusha. For the Kedusha, you step forward again. Or at the very least, you stay in the back. You stay back until Chazor Sashat starts. Don't go straight away back forward. What about the Shliach Tzibur? Yamoid should stay k'de hiluch dalet ames. The Shliach Tzibur should, he himself, of course he can't wait until somebody else starts Shmoneh, because he's waiting for his own, he's the Chazan. So what should he do? He should step back the three steps, and then he should wait k'de hiluch aba ames. He should wait as long as it takes to walk four ames. How long is that, Rabbi Yisai? How long? So the post can say 3 to 4. Okay, you're a fast walker. So normally we're talking about old Yidden like myself and everybody else around. Yeah, so it's about 3 to 4 seconds. It takes about, that's what the post can say. You should wait about 3 to 4 seconds. Before he goes back forward, to his place, his palbe kol rom to the Chazor Sashatz. V'chein yochid, similarly an individual. Yamoid, you should stand. At the very least, a person should say Oise Shalom after having stepped back, and he should then stay at least 3 to 4 seconds until he reaches forward again. At the very least, which the more sentence of cotton test. What happens if a person has a long Shemoneh Esa? If cotton test, Likdusha, if you have had a long Shemoneh Esa, Uve Eishe Posa, and as you finished saying Shosh Sholem and you step back, Higia Shatz Likdusha, the Chaz now is reached Kedusha. Yochel, you are allowed to lach soy techavlim koimo iloim Kedusha. You are allowed straight away to go to the Kedusha. So, whilst it is true that generally speaking, you should step back and you should wait there for Kedusha, or at the very least until the Chazor Sashat starts. Now, if you had a long Shemoneh Esa, and when you finish the Shemoneh Esa, Chazan is ready up to Kedusha, so what you can do is you can step back and straight away go forward again. But otherwise, you should rather wait a little bit before going forward again. Okay. Now, the Ramah continues, Yochid Shemispal B'Tzibu Kol Rom, Yochid Shemispal B'Tzibu, a Yochid who davened with the minion, v'siemt filosoi, and he's finished the Shemoneh Esa, koid m'shliach tzibu, before the Shliach Tzibu. So he is finished the Shemoneh Esa, long before the Shliach Tzibu. Also, lach zipon of the Tzibu, he's not allowed to face the Tzibu, the minion, hach shisham Shliach Tzibu tfilosoi, until the Shliach Tzibu is finished davening. What you're not allowed to do is, you're stepping back. Do you mind to just come as an example? Okay. You're stepping back, okay, and now turn around. Okay, now face the oilim, watching what's happening. Who's got long shmenes and who doesn't? That, will you just show that? Thank you very much. That's it. You're not allowed to do that. Lo yachzir, again, the words of the words of the Rama. Yochid shemitzpal betzibu, an individual who is davening with him in. V'siyim tfilosoi, and he finishes davening. Koidim shliach tzibu, futi shliach tzibu. Also lachzir, ponun out to face the tzibu. Until the shliach tzibu finishes davening. Thank you very much for showing us perfectly the way it's meant, the way it's not meant to be, and the way, right. So you're not allowed to watch and face the oilem when you finish the Shmoneh Esrei. That's what the Rama says. Now, Rabbi Yisai, the first part of Shulchan Aruch and the first part of the Rama, I don't know what you think about this. Does everybody, what do you think about it, Rabbi Yisai? Don't step straight away forward again. So, the truth is, this is the way it should be. This is clearly the way it should be, as Shulchan Aruch prescribes. Rama says, step back. And you'll see that people who do that, one should do that. The poskim do mention that sometimes you haven't got space to do it. You can't stay in the way, because you can't stay, because you may be, when as you step back, Shmoneh Esrei, you may be in a place that you're not really meant to be on a permanent basis. You're not really meant, maybe you're just in front of somebody, or maybe you're just on somebody else's. Do you know what I mean? You're like, maybe some not in a place that you can. So it's okay to be there for a second, say, it's a shalom. But if you are there really for a longer time, it's a bit of a problem. So I did see, Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention that, just to stress. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that, and it's not brought down Shulchan Aruch or Mishnah Berurah. But I did see some poskim say that just like you can be mekil if you daven a long time, and now they're up to the Kedusha already, you can mekil to straight away go back. Similarly, you're allowed to be also making and go straight to your back if you're on somebody else's, literally on somebody else's toes. Yeah.
But you couldn't step back in the first place if you're right in front of somebody.
Well, if he's not, you're referring to if he's davening.
Okay, fine.
Right? Okay. Right. You're right. You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely right. If he's davening, for sure you can't. Yeah.
Why didn't you step forward for Kedusha?
What's your question? Why do you need to step forward again, or why do I have to go for Kedusha? What's your question? Well, the answer to that question, I didn't see in the poskim, but I assume the reason is because for Kedusha, well, there's an element over here that you need to wait a little bit. You need to wait at least 3-4 seconds, and then an appropriate moment would be to step forward again for Kedusha, because that's again his kavod Ribono Shel Olam. You're again saying Kedusha, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. You're approaching the Ribono Shel Olam. It's a good time. Would be a perfect timing to step forward again. Yep. Save Gimel in Ramah. In Shulchan Aruch. Kshepoisea, how do we step back? Kshepoisea, how many steps back do we take?
Three.
Step three. How do you do three steps? How do you normally consider a step? That's how much. Good, good. I'm not there yet. I'll be there in a minute. What's normally considered a step? Is that considered generally a step? Or is generally a step? You're talking about the distance. I'm not there yet. I want to define a step. Is a step? Is this a step?
When he uses foot, or when he uses foot and does it again?
Exactly. Very good. Well phrased. Is this a step, or is this half a step? Is this a step? Is this generally a step? Yeah. How did you say it? What was the wording? Move the right.
That'd be two steps.
Would that be considered two steps? So the truth is that what you are saying is very assuring, because that's how we pass in the Maisa. That when you do three steps, aloch of doing three steps. So what do we generally do? We take the left, we do one, the right two, and we straighten up again by the third step. That's generally what we do. To our post game, we're not so comfortable with that. This is a judge that you have done more than half steps. You've done three half steps, and not really. So really, they say you should do what we call six. Have you ever seen anybody doing that? It looks very, very strange.
The Rebbe's do six.
Pardon?
The Rebbe's do six.
Oh, yeah. So the truth is, you can hear that. You can hear the svara. You can hear the svara, because normally a step wouldn't generally be double of that. But the master of the halacha, what we're going to see now, is as follows. Kshepoisav, when you take a step back, oiker, you uplift, regel smoil. So you see, that's where Shulchan Aruch is going to go into great detail now, just to say exactly what a step is. Oiker, you uplift, you uproot. Regel smoil, your left foot. Trilla first. Veshir psiois elu, Lekol hapochos ukidei sheiten gudol betzad okev. Now we're talking about the actual length. How long does a step need to be? So it needs to be kidei sheiten the gudol betzad okev. The thumb needs to be betzad on the side of the heel. How much is that? The thumb on the side of the heel. Yeah, well, I suppose it depends. Yeah, something like that, yeah. That's how far it needs to be. And then he says, "Velechatchila, ideally lo yafsiya, don't step, siyos gasos yosim izeh. Don't take longer steps than that. Lechatchila. Don't say, oh, I'm going to do the chazanish shir. And you make like this huge step over here. He said, no, don't do that. Lechatchila, don't do bigger than that. Aim right. Get it right. Just do it in a way that the heel should be next to the thumb. Right. Good. Now, let us see what Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah over here tells us the following. Here in the Sifkot Yud Gimel, I'm skipping the first three lines, and it says, V'hinei, and the Seder Shalosh B'Sias Elu, he explains exactly the way one is meant to step. This is the way you should step back is as follows. Tchila, initially. Yafsiya beregel smoil psiya ktane. Take a left small step with your left foot. Ve'achkach and after that, yafsiya b'shelimin. Take the right foot and move it back. Psiya gdoila, a larger step. Ve'achkach and afterwards, yafsiya b'smoil. Take your left foot again and step away from shuraglov, shove him and straighten him up. Can I be matriach you or do you want somebody else? Can I be with you? Yeah. Okay, the three steps in action. Okay, start with the left, get one small. Exactly, that's right, perfect. You do a left, thank you very much. Left just next to the heel next to thumb. So that's a small step. You do after the right one, a large step back. And then after you take the left one and you straighten up. I think that's we all do that without thinking. If you know, it's like the millipede that you have to ask. You know, the millipede was asked, how'd you do that? Millipede was asked by a worm, how'd you do that with all these thousand legs? How'd you do that? He said, you know, I never thought about it. And then from then he couldn't walk anymore. Yeah. Yeah, so it's a bit, you know, we do it naturally, but that's the way it should. But I think that the reason why the Mishnah Berurah goes into great detail to explain it is to ensure that we don't do the six steps that some person can say one should do. Yeah. Well, it's definitely the halacha, you should start with the left. It's definitely the halacha. Is it ma'akev? No, it's not ma'akev. It's still yotzeh shmoneh esrei, no doubt. But one should definitely start with the left foot. The question is, what about a lefty? I think, who's a lefty here?
Yosef.
Lefty. What do you do? Left first. Without thinking about it. Pardon? Yeah. So the emes is, I don't know, because the Bialocha discusses an it's a regel. He discusses on the side. He says, what about a lefty? And it sounds like he says you should start with the right foot. La Alocha. It sounds like that's what he paskens, but I'm not 100% convinced. But it definitely sounds like that you should start with the right foot first. Yeah, the left foot should start with the right foot. Yeah.
So the left foot should be a short one.
Yeah.
So you go left. And the right one should be what? Same.
Twice.
Twice,
yeah.
And then you straighten up.
Correct.
So what? I'm assuming that what's the reason?
Why three steps?
No, why the left is short and the left.
Well, it's just why the left is thought short is just for practical reason that the left one is to be first.
Yeah.
Left is first, so I suppose.
Sorry.
Okay. Say that again.
By Netila.
By, yes. Right, correct. Good question. I don't know. Good question. Maybe. Yeah, we saw such a remark previously. It makes a lot of sense, yeah? Maybe. I'm not sure. Could be. I don't know. Reb Chaim Kanevsky for the whole Sefer, Itayat. Sefer Itayat. He wrote the whole Sefer about the lefties in Halacha. Left is Narocha. Because it's special. I mean, it doesn't imply that special speed. Or then, no, it doesn't mean that different. It just means that Narocha is throughout the Kurash Shulchan Aruch. You know, so he may address it there, but I'm not sure. Yeah.
Stepping forward, which foot you start?
No. It's not mentioned, Taka. Very interesting point. Interesting point. Says the Sif Dalet Shulchan Aruch. Mi shemoytsev al shalosh psiyus. Somebody wants to add to the three. Someone needs to add to the three steps. He says, "I'm going to do five. I'm going to do eight." So he wants to wander around the Beis Medrash backwards. So he says, "Mi shemoytsev al shalosh psiyus." Somebody who adds to the three steps. Have yehura. It's a gaiva. It's autonomous. Don't do different than anybody else. Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkot Yud Zayin why is it the wrong thing to do? Shenira says in Mishneh Berurah Yud Zayin, Shenira it appears shu choylek covered l'shchina yoyis mishab ne'odom. He says, I was so close to Hashem, I need to step back more. I'm very close to Hashem. I'm really, really close, and I want everybody to know that, please, that I am really, really close to the Shechina. And therefore, he's making a point of stepping back. That's really, really wrong. Don't make a point. Even if you are particularly close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, don't show it to others. The Mishneh Berurah of Cotton Design, please excuse my slight, I want to share this, the early Mishneh Berurah, who says why you can't make big steps. Why is it you can't make big steps? Mishneh Berurah of Cotton Design says, Lo yafsir, the tefillahs can get to meet them tiknum. The reason why we do Shemona Esther is against the Korban Tomid. And we need Dumi the Kernim Avoidoson. And it's resembled the Kernim doing their Avoidah. For Lochen, therefore, the Avsir Psis Gasses, so don't do greater steps than that. Don't do larger steps. And additionally, moreover, the Mechzik Ratz Lifnei HaMelech, if you do very large steps, it appears if you're running away from Hashem. So the reason why you don't do big steps is because, two reasons, because the Kohanim don't do big steps, they do small steps. And the second reason is, you don't do big steps because it appears that you're running away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the reason why you don't do more than three steps is because that would imply that you're particularly close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to just add a little point over here, just to this Gaiva point. The Gaiva point, don't step back more than three steps, because that will show that you're really, really... So I remember seeing a letter of Reb Shimon Sofer. He was one of the sons of the Chassam Sofer. The Heilig Chassam Sofer, one of the Peshbuk Rav, the Chassam Sofer was one of the Gedolei Achronim, one of the very, very greatest Achronim, a couple of hundred years ago. And he had a son, he had a few sons. One of his sons was Reb Shimon Sofer. He was the Rav in Kukka, the Kukka Rav. And he was became Rav in Kukka, and he had a little bit of Chassidus. He was a bit more Chassidish than his father. He was Rav in many, many years in Kukka, very many, many years in Krakow, Rav. And he writes a letter to one of his nephews, in fact, a cousin. He writes a letter, his cousin was asked, can you please tell us a little bit about your father? The Heilig Chassam Sofer. This was many years after Chassam Sofer was Nifta. It was the final years of Shimon Sofer, and it's one of the most unbelievable letters, because it's got such, besides the historical value, it's also about a son seeing his father, how he actually sees his father. The Heilig Reb Shimon Sofer is seeing his father, Chassam Sofer. The main point and the message that is relayed in that letter is, you should know, if I think about my father, I want to tell you something. There was absolutely nothing extraordinary about him. There was anything that he did was definitely also according to Kabbalah. No doubt about it. Anything that he did was certainly also according to the highest level of Chumras and Alochas and Kabbalah and anything. But you know what? It was invisible to us. Even me as a son, I could never see things that he did different than anybody else. His Shmoyne Esser looked like, that's the words of Shimon Sofer. My father Shmoyne Esser, the Rav, the Gadol, the Achron, one of the Gedolei Achronim, one of the Poiskei Hadoi, his Shmoyne Esser looked like, and I'm quoting of Shimon Sofer, like any peasant who davened in the shul. You couldn't tell the difference. No weird things, no special actions, no, it looked like anybody. Of course, his avodah was on an extremely high level, but it wouldn't be visible to anybody. There was no showing off element at all. He wouldn't be longer, nothing. It was just that's what Shimon Sofer says about his father. Most fascinating letter. See, that's the avodah of Gdolim. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Hei. Kam shliach tzibuch tzorech lifsoya sholosh psiyos. Shemispar belachash. A chazan should also step back. Rabbi Isai, what do you do when you're a chazan? You step back, and if yes, when? Shaches, mincha, what do you do? You step back? You don't? You do? Step back? You step.
What are you talking about? Repetition or?
After the quiet Shemoneh Esser. Step back.
Wait until he finishes repetition.
Very good. Oh, very good. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. Kam shliach tzibur tzorich lifsua shalosh psiyos. The shliach tzibur also needs to step back the three steps. Kshemispal elachash, when he completed his quad shmoneh esrei. V'kshiach zera tefillah b'koil rom, when he goes over shmoneh esrei again, b'koil rom loud. Ein tzorich lachzer lifsua shalosh psiyos. Then actually he does need to step back after completing shmoneh esrei. Yeah, so he says that actually you don't need after Chazos HaShatz, you wouldn't really need to step back, more to come shortly, but really you don't need to step back the three steps after Chazos HaShatz. Chazan doesn't need to at this point, but the Ramah continues. Im lo yispal belachash rak bekoil rom poiser sholish psis achat filosish bekoil rom. Now there is a concept of Shliach Tzibu, who does his Chazos HaShatz as his individual Shmoneh Esrei. Have you ever seen such a case? When can it happen?
If there's not much time,
for instance, that's right. A Chazan could use his Chazos HaShatz as his private Shmoneh Esrei. It's not ideal, but you can in theory. In that case, the stepping back, it needs to be done, obviously, because it's private Shmoneh Esrei. He needs to step back three steps after the large Shmoneh Esrei, Chazos HaShatz. Right. Now, why is it that a chazan does not need to step back three steps after Shmoneh Esrei, after Chazos HaShatz? Why is it? Very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot Yudches. That's absolutely correct. Yeah. Bekoil Rom Ein Tzorich. The Soimech Al Apsir Shal Kaddish She'achov Oletzien. Because he can rely on the three steps of Kaddish after Uvoletzien. So that's quite a long time. Think about it. From ending Shmoneh Esrei, Amvorech Samo Yisrael Basholoim.
That's only on days when there's no
Tachanon. Oh. You're saying, what happens if there's Tachanon?
You'd have to be quite acrobatic.
You'd be quite acrobatic. Right. Okay. Let's see. Afalpi says the Mishnah Berurah, Afalpi, although, Shemafsikim Bekiasator, even if there's laning in between, Sheni Chamishit is Monday, Thursday, laning. Halel, it could even be Halel. Havinu Malkeinu, you name it. Kulul is Sederat Fila Boim. They all come, part of the Sederat Fila. The Kaddish Shelachareihem, and the Kaddish after that, Choyze Ikral Tfila Shmoneh Esrei. The Kaddish goes back, Kaddish Tiskabel goes back on the whole Shmoneh Esrei. Tiskabel Sloyser, Hashem, you should hear our Tfila. You should hear our Shmoneh Esrei. Umikan Diktiku, and from here will Achoyim, the Achoyim Paskin from here, the only Shliach Tzibu, Ledabe Bein Yuvain Besicha, Shliach Tzibu is not allowed to talk. Because if he didn't step back with Yisholim, he's really, in a sense, he's still in action, he's still davening. And therefore, he's not allowed to talk anything which is not Tfilah related. The Kaddish goes back on Tfilah, therefore, he's not allowed to talk, because he's still, in a way, in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Not really, but he's still, what he's doing is associated with Shmoneh Esrei still. So therefore, he's not allowed to talk. But yes, he can rely on the Kaddish later. Right. So he's going to say Halel Avinu Malkeinu Ki Asah Torah, but he doesn't have to say Yitzchak Shalom straight after Shmoneh Esrei. Now, Rabbi Isai, there are plenty of people that don't do that, who don't feel comfortable, and they'll step back, and that's fine, because the poskim say it's not considered Tircha de Tzibura. He is allowed to quickly step back. He doesn't have to, but he's allowed to step back and say Yitzchak Shalom briefly and get on with it if he prefers that way. Often you'll see Shliach Tzibur to do that. Mishnah Berurah, all the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us is that he's allowed to. Right, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says now in Tzivav. Kshiachzu Shliach Tzibur at Tfilah, Yom Agam Ken Hashem Sfosai Tiftach, that when the Shliach Tzibur goes back, he says, by the Shliach Chazor Eses Shatz, he will say Hashem Sfosai Tiftach, Avol, Eino Oime Besoif at Tfilah, Yule Rotzon, but he will not say Yule Rotzon. Very much addressing your question, he will not say Yule Rotzon. Right, okay. Right, so Sifkot New Test tells us, Lachzu im Bolifsha, Kam Achat Tmila Shmoneh Esrei, and Limuchas Biodoi. Don't protest to somebody who does step back the three steps, nothing wrong with it. And what we're learning now is that you don't have to step back. Okay, and Seif. And Seif Chav Aleph addresses the following question. Eno Oima Yule Rotzoin. Why is it? Why don't you say Lirotzin? We just spoke yesterday about the importance of saying Lirotzin. Why doesn't Chazan need to say Lirotzin? To say Mechal Tiskabet Slois and Shemuel Seif. Because because the discovered solution includes that kind of tefillah. There are shlichei tzibur who do say yuli rotzon, and that's fine as well. To recap very briefly what we learned, we spoke about the way one should step back, the three steps. We learned that ideally don't go straight away back. At the very least, wait 3-4 seconds. Or go back, at least when Chazal Shat starts, or go back for Ketusha, that's the ideal way. But otherwise, stay a little bit back if that's possible. We learned about the way one should step back. We learned about the step shouldn't be bigger. That's Psiagasa. You're trying to make a point over here. Certainly don't add to the three steps. That's definitely also Al Zihura. And also, the Chazan steps back, but he doesn't step back straight away. I mean, the Chazan does step back for his private Shemana Esser. He does need to step back straight after the Chazal Shashatz. He can wait for Kaddish Diskabel, that's fine. But if he wishes to step back, he's allowed to. And finally, we learned he doesn't need to say Yirotzon in Repi.